For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What will the boy bring for the barbecue?
Hi, it's Jack. Just phoning to see if I should bring anything for the barbecue. Mum's got some chicken she says we can have.
Chicken's everyone's favourite, so we've got loads, thanks.
I could bring some burgers.
Well, Anna's made about 20.
Oh, that'll be plenty.
How about some sausages?
Hold on, I'll just look in the fridge. There aren't any left.
Well, don't worry. We've probably got enough here.
I could pick some up on my way over. It's no trouble.
Well, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Jack. Just phoning to see if I should bring anything for the barbecue. Mum's got some chicken she says we can have.
Chicken's everyone's favourite, so we've got loads, thanks.
I could bring some burgers.
Well, Anna's made about 20.
Oh, that'll be plenty.
How about some sausages?
Hold on, I'll just look in the fridge. There aren't any left.
Well, don't worry. We've probably got enough here.
I could pick some up on my way over. It's no trouble.
Well, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
Two. Which part of the boy's body hurts now?
How are you?
I was walking on the ice last week and I wasn't really concentrating because I had a terrible headache. Anyway, I slipped and fell and I landed on my shoulder. At the time when I fell, my shoulder really hurt, but that pain soon wore off. I think maybe I damaged something a bit more serious in my ankle, though. I'm going to get my ankle checked at the doctor's because the pain still hasn't gone.
Now listen again.
How are you?
I was walking on the ice last week and I wasn't really concentrating because I had a terrible headache. Anyway, I slipped and fell and I landed on my shoulder. At the time when I fell, my shoulder really hurt, but that pain soon wore off. I think maybe I damaged something a bit more serious in my ankle, though. I'm going to get my ankle checked at the doctor's because the pain still hasn't gone.
Three. What will the visitors see last?
Now, everyone, follow me into the museum. This room is where the ancient jewellery is displayed. Some fantastic pieces here. And next door are paintings of rock stars by the artist Ben Soper. We'll visit that at the end of the tour for the talk I'm going to give you about them. But before that, I'll take you into the garden where you can have a look at the old racing car we've got there. It was generously given to us by a famous racing team when the museum was built.
Now listen again.
Now, everyone, follow me into the museum. This room is where the ancient jewellery is displayed. Some fantastic pieces here. And next door are paintings of rock stars by the artist Ben Soper. We'll visit that at the end of the tour for the talk I'm going to give you about them. But before that, I'll take you into the garden where you can have a look at the old racing car we've got there. It was generously given to us by a famous racing team when the museum was built.
Four. Where did the police catch the zebra?
And finally, we have a story about a zebra, which escaped from the local zoo this morning. Surprised motorists saw the animal walking down the side of the road during rush hour and reported it to the police, who followed it as it walked right through a shopping centre and on down to the river. They succeeded in catching it when it stopped to eat some grass. The zebra is now back in the zoo and doesn't seem at all worried by its trip into town and the busy traffic it saw.
Now listen again.
And finally, we have a story about a zebra, which escaped from the local zoo this morning. Surprised motorists saw the animal walking down the side of the road during rush hour and reported it to the police, who followed it as it walked right through a shopping centre and on down to the river. They succeeded in catching it when it stopped to eat some grass. The zebra is now back in the zoo and doesn't seem at all worried by its trip into town and the busy traffic it saw.
Five. What did the girl do yesterday?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I went out with a couple of friends yesterday.
Oh, where did you go?
Well, they wanted either to see a movie or to go swimming. I said I'd rather go to the science museum, but they weren't so keen on the idea. Anyway, we tried to get into the pool, but there was a big swimming competition going on there, and by that time the film had already started, so I got what I wanted in the end, and it was fun, actually.
Now listen again.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I went out with a couple of friends yesterday.
Oh, where did you go?
Well, they wanted either to see a movie or to go swimming. I said I'd rather go to the science museum, but they weren't so keen on the idea. Anyway, we tried to get into the pool, but there was a big swimming competition going on there, and by that time the film had already started, so I got what I wanted in the end, and it was fun, actually.
Six. Which computer game does the girl like most?
Okay, here are this week's new computer games. Dance Moves teaches you how to dance. There's a great range of moves and a great choice of classic hits from the last 5 years. The only problem is knowing when to quit. Pet Project has a choice of baby zoo animals to care for. Although they're super cute, you'll quickly feel as though you've seen it all before. The last game is Cooking Star. It seems a nice choice for anyone who's passionate about food, but imaginary food has a limited attraction.
Now listen again.
Okay, here are this week's new computer games. Dance Moves teaches you how to dance. There's a great range of moves and a great choice of classic hits from the last 5 years. The only problem is knowing when to quit. Pet Project has a choice of baby zoo animals to care for. Although they're super cute, you'll quickly feel as though you've seen it all before. The last game is Cooking Star. It seems a nice choice for anyone who's passionate about food, but imaginary food has a limited attraction.
Seven. Which sport did the boy do for the first time on holiday?
Hi, Pat. How was the holiday at the water sports centre? Did you do lots of sailing?
I did, yeah. I'm pleased I did a course last year. It meant I could go straight out on the water. And I was able to try windsurfing too. It's actually quite easy if you've already sailed. I just had to learn how to keep my balance.
Did you do any other sports?
Yeah, water skiing. My little brother was old enough to do it too this time, so he was really happy about that.
Great.
Now listen again.
Hi, Pat. How was the holiday at the water sports centre? Did you do lots of sailing?
I did, yeah. I'm pleased I did a course last year. It meant I could go straight out on the water. And I was able to try windsurfing too. It's actually quite easy if you've already sailed. I just had to learn how to keep my balance.
Did you do any other sports?
Yeah, water skiing. My little brother was old enough to do it too this time, so he was really happy about that.
Great.